New 1027, Karen, Johnny, and Anthony, and we're welcoming John to the show. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. Good to hear from you guys again.
Oh, did we call you?
I'm sorry. You know what? I heard it when I said it, and it just came out wrong.
It's okay.
I'm so anxious.
No, John,
don't be
okay.
Anxious. It's just us. We mess up all the time.
Like, literally, like every
like,
day.
Yeah.
Like, how do I still have a job?
John,
anyway, John.
Could you toss Karen Carson out of the studio? Let's play Can't
Be
Karen.
Yeah. Karen, please be dismissed from the studio.
I am dismissing myself, John. Good luck.
And there goes Karen. No one's ever started that way before. All right, the studio door is slammed closed. John, you're already on a roll. We can only go up from here. Let's play Can't Be Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah, okay.
You gotta get more correct than Karen to win the game. Number one, Dwayne Johnson is going to be part of the live-action remake of this Disney movie. He even posted a teaser to Instagram this week about it.
Moana.
Alice Glick was killed off in the latest episode of this show. Was it The Simpsons or Outer Banks?
Oh, The Simpsons.
Last night, Dylan Efron had a family member in the audience on Dancing with the Stars. Was it his brother or his aunt?
His brother.
Here's the fourth question. Shaggy has a song about denying cheating. What is it called?
It wasn't me.
And the final question for John. Excelsior is written on the newest versions of which license plates? New York or New Jersey?
That would be New York.
John, you got 5 out of 5 correct.
Let's
we could
go.
Only go up from the beginning.
Woo!
And look how John did. Excellent, John. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions. John, don't tell Karen your score. Welcome back, Karen. You didn't hear anything that happened because John threw you out of the room?
I heard nothing.
And John says, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, John. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi, speaking.
Here we go, Karen. Number one, Dwayne Johnson is going to be part of the live-action remake of this Disney movie. He even posted a teaser to Instagram this week about it.
Moana 2.
Yes, you got a point for that one. John did as well. Alice Glick was killed off in the latest episode of this show. Was it The Simpsons or Outer Banks?
The Simpsons.
She first made an appearance on the 7th episode of The Simpsons.
Wow.
37 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And not for nothing, spoiler alert much.
Really? You're binging The Simpsons?
The latest episode, you're going to tell everybody who died?
Here's question
I'm
number.
I'm done with this radio station.
Last night, Dylan Efron had a family member in the audience of Dancing with the Stars. Was it his brother or his aunt?
It was his brother, Zach.
Zach Efron. Everybody gets a point. We are still tied. Shaggy has a song about denying cheating. What is it called?
It wasn't me.
It was the correct answer, though. Everybody gets a point. And if Karen gets the final question wrong, John wins the game because he got 5 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, girl.
Karen, Excelsior is written on the newest versions of which license plates? New York or New Jersey?
Definitely New York.
We got a 5 out of 5 tie. Karen steals the day.
Oh,
Karen.
Hey, what a great game.
We both got them all right. But you get a pair of tickets to see Alex Warren, Little Orphan Alex, come into Madison Square Garden July 15th. And you get a Can't Be Karen mug too, John.
All right, sounds great. I really appreciate it. Good time.
All right, John, there is one more thing you got to say.
My name is John, and I cannot be Karen.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time then.
Today on Blown Off, we're trying to help out Sarah. She's been on 5 dates with Ruben. Everything was going great. On the 5th date, they got intimate.
In a specific
in
way
a specific
that's not home
way.
Plate, but third base.
Right.
Can we do bases?
It's probably like in between.
There you go.
Which she never does, she said. And now the guy's not talking to her, so.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I don't know.
Hello?
Oh.
Hi. Is this Ruben?
It is.
Hi, Ruben. This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 1027 Radio. Thanks for picking up the phone. You're on the radio with us right now. We've got a prize for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is correct, Ruben. You've won a date with a wonderful girl named Sarah. We know that you had 5 dates. We know that you had a really special connection on date 5. And then you just stopped, talking to her.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, she's kind of wondering where you went.
No. Oh, my God.
How come?
You really want me to say?
As clean as you can, because we're on the radio.
Well, we're on the 5th date, and, you know, things happened, and...
Yeah, we heard.
I mean, She's a biter. She bit me. She's like bit my
Oh my God, that was an accident.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're marrying me on the radio.
Wait, what
is going on? You're on the phone? You wouldn't talk to me. How? What else was I supposed to do? This was a last resort.
You bit my
Please, it was just a little bit of
tea. No!
Guys, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but what we're discussing is, like, really graphic and personal. Although I will say it was an accident on Sarah's part.
It was so bad that, like, I had, like, association. I, like,
oh, my God, you're being f***ing dramatic. Honestly, Ruben, it sounds like you just need to grow a pair.
Grow pair? I was trying to, and you bit him off.
Okay, we better stop this. Okay, so I guess no date, right?
No.
Oh,
God. Not with the biter.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.